Here is the text translated into English. U.S. tells UN it will deprive Venezuela's Maduro drug cartel of resources. Gold prices hit record high above 4,500 aughts on haven demand, Fed easing bets. Oil prices hold gains on U.S. growth data, Venezuela supply risks. Oil edges up on strong U.S. economic growth, supply risks. Safe haven gold ventures beyond 4,500 aughts for the first time. Oil up as market weighs strong U.S. economic growth. Supply risks. Loaded supertanker returns to Venezuelan waters amid U.S. interceptions, tankertrackers.com says. Venezuela resorts to floating storage as onshore storage tanks fill up. AI data centers are forcing dirty peaker power plants back into service. Venezuela passes law against piracy, blockades amid U.S. oil ship seizures. Sanofi receives FDA complete response letter for MS drug tolebrutinib. South Korean court rejects bid to block Korea zinc share sale funding, U.S. smelter. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.64 cent. What's next for Indivir after a 200% run? Jefferies eyes 2026 upside. BlackRock-backed ports deal at risk as Costco demands majority stake report. Asia stocks subdued in thin year-end trading. BOJ minutes in focus. Agios Pharmaceuticals secures FDA approval for thalassemia treatment. Apple pauses implementation plans following Texas law suspension. Sapporo Holdings to sell real estate business to KKR, PAG Consortium report. BP nears sale of majority Castrol stake to Stonepeak, WSJ reports. U.S. crude oil inventories surge, exceeding expectations. Trump says anybody that disagrees with him will never be Fed chair. CB Consumer Confidence Index sees a slight uptick but falls short of expectations. U.S. industrial production sees modest growth, outperforms forecasts. U.S. core capital goods orders, shipments increase in October. U.S. economy grew 4.3% in the third quarter, crushing estimates. U.S. economy outperforms expectations with 4.3% GDP growth. Durable goods orders slump further than expected, bearish for USD. Gold tops $4,500, silver and platinum hit records in metal markets frenzy. Japan plans $189 billion new debt issuance in next year's budget, draft shows. Dollar set for worst year since 2003 as rate outlooks diverge. BOJ debated need to keep raising rates. October meeting minutes. Investor Louis Bacon wins defamation case against ex-fashion mogul Peter Nygaard. BOJ's hawkish wink suggests next hike may be sooner than markets think. Supreme Court blocks Trump's National Guard deployment in Chicago. Robust consumer spending, rising exports fuel U.S. economic growth in third quarter. Bank of Canada uncertain about next rate move amid trade concerns. Trump issues Fed chair ultimatum following surprise GDP beat. ThorChain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below 88K as rebound stalls ahead of key U.S. data. Solstice and Core Prime execute first institutional stablecoin for stablecoin repo on a public blockchain. Stablecoin Insider releases 2025 report on stablecoin's shift to financial infrastructure. Exclusive, Beyond Trading, where crypto's next real revenues may come from in 2026. Exclusive, why the $18 retirement industry now sees blockchain as key to survival. Strategy pauses Bitcoin buying, builds cash reserves. Bitcoin price today, up near 90 Gallia mid Fed cut bets, but remains range-bound. Gem Wallet adds cross-chain USDT support with integrated swaps, bridges, and scam protection. HLS token launches across major Tier 1 exchanges. Cathy Wood's ARK buys WareEye, Pacific Biosciences stocks, sells Ibotta. FDA approves Agios, Avesme for thalassemia anemia treatment. FCPT acquires Olive Garden property in Illinois for $2.2 million. Bausch Health announces completion of $1.6 billion debt exchange offer.